And that's what Satan has done. And so he has warped the minds of many today. So why? Because there's an excellent name. And every name in Scripture, every name, every one of those that were called and chosen, it had the characteristic of his name. Showed his wrath, his vengeance, his hatred, his love. Sure it did. Sure it did. That's what it did. It showed the character of Yahweh, his excellence, his name, his judgment. Sure it did. Glory. David says in Psalms 86, in verse 11, he was led by the unction of the Spirit of Yahweh. For Yahweh is the Spirit. He said, teach me thy way, O Yahweh. Teach me. Well, that's something there now. The Father. What father doesn't want to teach his son his ways? What father doesn't want to teach his son how to cut? Come here, boy, bring the wood here. Show him how to cut that piece of wood. And did you bring the hammer? What do you think a son think about his father when he shows him that? Oh, Daddy, nothing you can do. Dad. Wow, Daddy. That is so wonderful. Dad. Oh, my Daddy. There ain't nobody like my Daddy. Look at my Dad. Bring that son. Bring me the paddle. I don't care what it is, but it's just the heart of the father. And what he does to show the boy how to do something, it excites the boy. It impresses him. So David said, your way. Teach me. Show me. Show me, he said. He said, teach me thy way. Not my way. But teach me thy way, O Yahweh. And he said, once you teach me that, I will walk in thy truth. He said, unite my heart to fear thy name. And so the heart of man, he said, unite with him. See, the Father knows how excellent and how powerful he is. There's none like him. No other. And that's why he is separated from all these other little things. And of these old little, these other little deities. I searched the other night. Don't you understand that they are almost... it's got to be at least 10,000 Greek mythologies and gods. So many. I don't even know how those folks had time for anything. Thousands upon thousands. Sure it is. Thousands. So many. Which one is right? Who do you call on? This one for water? This one for hell? Boy, that's kind of strange. I will call on Yahweh. For he will give me strength and health. Glory. He's wonderful. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. See, the prisons of your flesh, you're bound by your flesh. You're bound by the cords of your sins and your iniquity. And David said, bring me out of my prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Psalms 145 and verse 2. He said, every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Psalms 146 verse 1. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, O my soul. 149 verse 3. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel and the harp. You tell me the world doesn't do that. They look at their icons and their gods and their heroes. And they get out at the ball games and they dance and they do all kinds of things to praise their icons and their gods. That is what they do. And David said, let us praise his name. Possession. His name. And what a beautiful name he has. And as the man began to understand the beauty and the excellency of that name, it began to do something in the inward parts of a man's soul. When a man despises it, he will never do anything. When he brings us to that water to drink and we won't drink, he's not going to make you drink. It was one thing that the woman that he met at the well, he told, I got the living water. You drink of that well, you will thirst. But you drink of this water, you will never thirst. You will never. She said, "How, sir, you, master, you have nothing to draw with. You don't even have anything to draw with." He said, "I got something to draw with. You don't need a dipper to draw from this. This is the well of everlasting life. And so I drink from that well. And drinking from that well give me strength in my soul and my heart that I can patiently wait upon him." Let me read this little last bit I like this, what Paul says in Timothy. It blessed my heart. Because every true saint today, you're going to come up against this. Everyone that is born of that nature, the Father, you're going to suffer this. Paul said this. I want to read this. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul says in verse 7, he said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I want to do that, Paul. He said, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Master, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to be only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. He said, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and it is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretan, to Galatia, Titus, to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. He said, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. He says, Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. By the way, the cloak that I left at Taurus with Corpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the book, but especially the parchment. He said, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The servant rewarded him according to his work. Of whom be thou ware also? He said, be careful with him. He said, of whom be thou ware also? For he hath greatly withstood our words. Am I first answering? No man stood with me. But all men forsook me. He said, may it not be laid to their charge, notwithstanding the Master, Yahshua, stood with me, and he strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the sovereign shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To whom be praise forever. He says, salute Priscilla and Aquila. Where are the Priscillas and Aquilas today? Tell me. Husbands and wives have the spirit of that unction. Wives are rebellious and sinful, and husbands are arrogant and proud. Women think they know everything. Yahweh never gave them that power to even lead another sister. He didn't. Or to instruct. And that's what they're doing today. Yeah, there are things that a sister like Priscilla did that you ought to instruct sisters in and teach them to be chaste and keepers of their homes and to love their husbands and know how to keep their houses. That's what you... Most women today are running the streets and doing their own things. They're busybody. Another man affair, running from house to house. You're going to pay a price. And that's just the truth. He said, and the household of Onesiphorus, all those saints with Onesiphorus, he says, Erastus abode in Carnath, and Trophimus have I left in Malta sick. Man, Paul, you leave a brother sick? That's something there. When I think about that, Paul said, I had to leave him there. What a mighty man. You tell me he didn't have the power to pray, to raise him up? Yahweh could have raised him up. He said, but I left your brother there sick. I had to leave him there sick. He said, do thy diligence to come before winter. You can't sense the cry of Paul. He knew that Timothy was a faithful brother, and he loved him. You can't hardly find that today. Men don't love one another. They say it with their mouth. But when Paul wrote that, believe me, but Timothy was at Ephesus then. Believe me, when he wrote that, boy, it did something to his young man's heart. He loved Paul. He knew Paul. He didn't fight Paul. Paul straightened Timothy and told him what things that were expedient for this and that. He said, do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greet thee, and Putin, and Linus, and Claudia. He said, and all the brothers, the sovereign be with thy spirit. Grace be unto you. Paul knew he was going to die. He knew it was that time of martyrdom. And he needed that young man to be there just to say, Paul, press on. Do thy diligence now. He knew his time. He said, do thy diligence. Come before winter now. You got to come. because my time is at hand. I finished what he gave me to do. Yahshua said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. The meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish it. And his people are going to do his will, and they're going to finish it. And in the midst of that, they will understand the excellence and the beauty of his name, and will give strength unto their heart and give a confirmation and comfort that they know that all things are well and that he will bless them mightily. I believe that tonight, brothers and sisters. I'm going to press on. I'm not concerned about numbers. There's nobody here but five of us. I'm going to preach. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to speak it. For many years, it was nobody but that woman sat with me. And I preached just like this. And I'm not going to change that for any man. I had conviction then, and I still have the conviction. And as you always brought me from faith to faith, to understanding, he has brought me along. He has shown me. And I know it. It's not by some kind of emotional gyration of feel. It's simply by his truth revealed down in the core of my heart that I can't turn away from it. I can't turn my back on it. For that is me life. Not silver and gold, but that is my life. His truth. And so I can't turn my heart on it. Though all men forsake me, no man answer with me or stand with me. When I began to preach in his name, not many answer with me. No. But he was by my side. He stood by my side. And I'm not going to stop it for any of you. You can forget that. Glory. You think he's going to change anything for you? You think he's going to do something a different way? What these folks said about me is either the truth or a lie. I leave that for you to judge. If I'm that way, then I would flee. But are these folks wrong? I haven't done them wrong. I have a Mother Miller. I reprove you hard and rebuke you. But it's for your own strength. For your own maturing. I have. It's for his anointing to rise in your soul. That you can receive his divine truth. And have that unction for this hour. For we're going to need it, brothers and sisters. We're going to need it. In all things, Father, we bless you and give you praise and thanks in the glorious name of Yahshua. Bless your people. Go with them, I pray. Give them sweet rest and peace in Yahshua's name. Glory.